Little Red Riding Hood. There is a little girl who lives in a village near the forest. When she goes out, the little girl wears a red riding cloak. So everyone in the village calls her Little Red Riding Hood. Little Red Riding Hood asks her mother, "May I go and visit my grandma? It has been a long time since we've seen each other. Maybe she is bored or sick out there." "That's a good idea," her mother says. So they make pies and a cake. They want to pack a nice basket for Little Red Riding Hood. She will take it to her grandmother. When the pies are ready and the basket is full, the little girl pulls on her red hood and kisses her mother goodbye. "Remember, go straight to grandma's house. Don't run, or you may fall down with your basket. But don't go too slowly, or you will be late. Just go quickly and carefully. And don't talk to any strangers you may meet," her mother says. "The woods are dangerous." "Don't worry, Mommy. I will stay on the road," says Little Red Riding Hood. "I'll be careful, I promise." Little Red Riding Hood goes straight along the road. She is thinking about her grandma. They will have a nice chat and a nice lunch. But suddenly, she notices some lovely flowers in the woods. She forgets her promise to her mother. She picks a few beautiful flowers. Then she watches the butterflies flying about for a while. She listens to the frogs croaking and then picks a few more flowers. Little Red Riding Hood is enjoying the warm summer day so much. She doesn't notice a dark shadow. It's approaching out of the forest behind her. Suddenly, the wolf appears beside her. Little Red Riding Hood doesn't know what a wicked animal he is. She is not afraid of him. "What are you doing out here, little girl?" the wolf asks. He tries to make his voice as friendly as could be. "What's your name?" "I'm Little Red Riding Hood. I'm on my way to see my grandma." "What are you carrying in your nice basket?" asks the wolf. He looks very interested. "Pies and some cake for grandma," answers Little Red Riding Hood. "You're a kind girl. Do you need some help?" "The basket is really heavy," says the wolf. "No, thank you," smiles the girl. "But it's getting dark soon. I can go with you. Where does your grandma live?" "She lives through the forest, near the brook," Little Red Riding Hood says. The wolf thinks to himself, "That sweet young girl is a tasty bite for me. She will taste even better after the old woman. I can catch them both." He walks along a little while with Little Red Riding Hood. Then he says, "Little Red Riding Hood, just look at the beautiful flowers that are all around us. Why don't you go and take some for your grandma? She will be happy." "If I take a fresh bunch of flowers for grandma, she will be very pleased. Anyway, it is still early. I'll be home on time," Little Red Riding Hood says. And she goes into the woods looking for flowers. Each time she picks one, she thinks that she could see an even more beautiful one a little way off. And she runs after it, going further and further into the woods. After some time, Little Red Riding Hood realizes how late she is. It's getting dark in the forest. She rushes down the path to her grandma's house. But the wolf is now on his way to the grandmother's house. He takes a shortcut. He is running to arrive earlier at grandma's place. The wolf is a little out of breath from running. He arrives at grandma's. He clears his throat and knocks lightly at the door. Knock, knock, knock. "Who is it?" asks grandma. "It's me, your granddaughter. Open the door, please," says the wolf. His voice is very high now. "Oh dear, how lovely. Come in, come in. I am waiting for you," says grandma. Grandma thinks that the knock is her granddaughter. She opens the door. The wolf enters the room. Poor Granny doesn't have time to say another word. The wolf eats her up. The wolf is very satisfied. He looks through Grandma's wardrobe. He wants to find a nightgown. He likes a yellow one and puts it on. The wolf adds a sleeping cap and jumps into bed, pulling the covers over his nose. A few minutes later, Red Riding Hood knocks on the door. "Who is it?" he calls in a high voice. "It's me, Little Red Riding Hood, Grandma." "Oh, how lovely! Come in, my dear," says the wolf. Little Red Riding Hood enters the little house. She can't understand what is wrong. "Grandma, your voice sounds so strange. What's the matter?" she asks. "Oh, I have just caught a cold," squeaks the wolf. He coughs to prove the point. "But Grandma, what big ears you have," says Little Red Riding Hood. She comes closer to the bed. "The better to hear you with, my dear," says the wolf. "But Grandma, what big eyes you have," says Little Red Riding Hood. "The better to see you with, my dear," says the wolf. "But Grandma, what big teeth you have," says Little Red Riding Hood. She is shivering. "The better to eat you with, my dear," roars the wolf. And he jumps out of the bed and begins to chase the little girl. Little Red Riding Hood realizes that the person in the bed is not her grandma, but a hungry wolf. She runs across the room and through the door, shouting, "Help! Help! Wolf!" as loudly as she can. A woodsman, who is walking near the house, hears her cry. He runs to the house as fast as he can. He grabs the wolf and makes him spit out the poor grandma. She is safe and sound. "Oh, Grandma, I was so scared," cries Little Red Riding Hood. "I'll never speak to strangers. I'll never walk in the forest again." Grandma gives the girl a hug. "There, there, child, you've learned an important lesson. Thank goodness you shouted so loud." "Thank you, kind woodsman." "You are welcome. I'll take him deep into the forest. He will learn an important lesson, too," says the woodsman. The woodsman knocks out the wolf and carries him deep into the forest. He won't bother people any longer. Little Red Riding Hood now knows how to behave in the woods. Grandma now knows that she has to check who is behind the door. They have a nice lunch and a long chat.